This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss, and of course, there's always a bunch of interesting stuff in the news that we will bring to the table to talk to you about. In fact, starting out tonight, Daryl, you've got a story about the freedom in the 50 states. It's a study that's been done for several years now. And
they've done six of them since the year 2000.
Also, it's Ian here and also Melanie joining us. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
So, have you seen this study yet of the freedom in the 50 states?
No, but I'm pretty sure what it's going to say, and I believe it.
Okay, what? Take a shot in the dark. Number one, most free state.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and number 50.
Mississippi or Louisiana.
All right. So I actually haven't looked that far down the list. I only looked up at the top of the list. So I don't know who rounded out the bottom this year, but I know previously it was New York at number 50, and I think California was 49 in the previous year. So we'll see.
Okay, that makes more sense.
We'll see if they've done a switcheroo at all or what has happened. And, of course, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username, lrn.fm. So you've got, obviously, a lot that you can share here, Daryl.
Yes,
I know you've been digging through the depth of this study.
I skimmed through the 300-page PDF version of the print edition of the 2016 Freedom in the 50 States.
Okay, so this
is 2016. Put out by Jason Sorens and someone from the Cato Institute.
Yeah, I heard Cato was involved in this one. I didn't know they were before.
So at the very beginning,
I heard it was the Mercatus Center before that was involved in this.
I think so.
Okay.
At the very beginning of the book, they explain what they're trying to do here. Defining freedom. Freedom is a moral concept. What most people mean by freedom is the ability to pursue one's ends without unjust interference from others. Of course, reasonable people can disagree about what counts as unjust interference, and it is also controversial whether freedom in this sense ought to trump other desiderata. That's a word I've never heard before.
Desiderata?
Spell it. Desiderata.
That's desiderata. I don't know what
it means. Is that a legal term, Melanie? Any clue what that means?
Not that I know of.
Such as welfare. These questions cannot be answered in a value-neutral way, but citizens and policymakers must try to answer them nonetheless.
I have it. Desiderata is Latin for desired things.
Oh, okay. So what they did is they calculated three distinct dimensions. So they have the fiscal policy dimension that has several variables: state tax revenue, local tax revenue, and of course that's going to fluctuate, you know, somewhat within state. So I think what they tried to do was get an average of what the local tax burdens were. Government employees, government subsidies, and government debt. That's under fiscal. Then they have regulatory policy that has seven categories: land use freedom and environmental policy, health insurance freedom, labor market freedom, occupational freedom, lawsuit freedom, cable and telecommunications freedom, and miscellaneous regulations that do not fit in one of the other six categories. And then they have personal freedom versus paternalism that has 13 categories: incarceration and arrest for victimless crimes, marriage freedom, educational freedom, gun rights, alcohol freedom, cannabis freedom, gaming freedom, asset forfeiture, tobacco freedom, travel freedom, campaign finance, and other mala prohibita and miscellaneous civil liberties.
Okay, this is pretty in-depth.
Very in-depth. The weighted sum of all of the variables is used to produce the overall freedom ranking of the states. The overall freedom scores rate states on how free they are relative to other states. And they rank these from a 1 to a -1. So a 1 would be a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
Negative 1 would be worst score. 0 would be average.
And presumably they're doing like 0.2 or whatever. They're not. There's not. It's just you don't
Correct.
Get three choices here.
Right. Okay. So no, they're basically they're using the decimal version of a percentage. Where
gotcha.
If you turned it into a percentage, 1 would be 100.
Got
0.89 would be 89%.
Okay.
They're just using it as the, you know, two-digit decimal instead of turning it to a percentage. According to, where was I here? According to these data, California, New Jersey, New York, Hawaii, and Maryland are the most progressive states, while Alabama, Mississippi, Idaho, Arkansas, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and the Dakotas are the most conservative. These findings certainly do not beggar belief. The most civil libertarian states are found in northern New England, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, the Pacific Northwest, Washington and Oregon, and the southern Rockies of Colorado and New Mexico. The most civil communitarian, i.e. authoritarian states, Hawaii, California, Missouri, New York, Alabama, and New Jersey. Now,
well, Louisiana wasn't in there. I'm surprised by that.
Well, prison incarceration is only one factor.
So. Okay.
The top of the list, you already mentioned
New Hampshire
number one,
which, by the way, it's up on the list. It had been number one previously in previous years,
yes.
But not last year. It was, what, number two last year?
Number two last year. I think it was number four the previous ranking.
Okay, because it was four that I had remembered, and I'm glad that we've risen up the list.
Yeah. Alaska, number two. Alaska being the state that I believe finished second?
No, third. In the Free State Project vote. For which state would be the Free State Project's destination state, which is a movement of liberty-minded people migrating to one place. New Hampshire was the chosen state for that.
Alaska came in second in the 2016 Freedom in the 50 States, followed by Oklahoma, Indiana, and South Dakota.
Now, I saw
Alaska, for the top five.
Alaska kind of jumped up the list a bit. They were not in the top five previously, I believe, and they came up all the way up to second place. So that's good for them.
Tennessee and Idaho followed closely behind, both of which in the top 10. New York is by far the least free state,
followed by
California, Hawaii, New Jersey, and Maryland.
Okay, so do you happen to have the little scores to where we can compare? This is by far, so meaning that there is actually a significant difference between number 49 and 50?
I will pull that up in just a moment.
Okay, yeah, because I always thought that they were kind of neck and neck, but I never looked at the
Yeah, and I should have said New York. I was just being biased.
Since the state freedom scores represent their situation at the beginning of the year 2015, they include changes made by legislatures that in most states were elected in November of 2012. The Granite State began at number two at the start of our time in the series in 2000, then narrowly took over the top spot over Tennessee in 2006. It slipped in 2007-2008, made up some ground in 2009, and improved relative to other states while falling back in absolute terms during the PPACA implementation. That's what most people call Obamacare.
Okay.
The actual term for the legislation is the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. So, you know, I prefer using the actual term, not the derogatory.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, because when you say Obamacare, all of a sudden, half of the people that are listening are just going to tune you out because they're, you're conservative, la, la, la.
But doesn't Obama call it Obamacare?
I don't know.
Democrats call it that? Like, isn't that what it's kind of called? I don't know, maybe
they
not.
May have, you know, adopted it because that's just what people say, but the actual term is PPACA.
When the debates were going on, they were calling it the Affordable Care Act. Whenever I have to talk to people kind of, not officially, but professionally, I always type Obamacare/ACA.
Interesting. And you are a professional accountant.
Yes.
They continue. They say, in other words, New Hampshire improved substantially on policies under its own control following the 2010 elections, with further improvements in the 2013-2014 years. The state was able to crown
Is this Jason Sorens who's writing this?
Sorens and somebody else. So it's credited to two people.
So it's two people from larger organizations. Sorens is in the Mercatus Center, and then the other guy is from the Cato Institute.
Yes.
It's not just a couple guys who are writing this. There's pretty big organizations behind this. 855, 450 free. It's really in-depth. We'll get into a little bit more, and you can share your thoughts on the rankings. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We are announcing the results, highlights that Daryl has pulled out of the most recent study on the freedom of the 50 states, or freedom in the 50
freedom
states.
Freedom in the 50 states.
And the website is freedominthe50states.org. We put a link up on our Facebook and Twitter so you can check out and dig through this. And you said it's a 300. If you want to dig
299 pages, close enough to 300.
300 pages so that you can dig in if you really want to find out their methodology and how they determine the scores of the various different states. Study's been going on for 16 years now, I think you said early.
Yes. They've done six of them since the year 2000.
Okay, and they've been every year for the last few years that they've been doing them. And so we're going to go through more of that here in moments. Also, I want to let you know about Liberland. We talked about the migration of liberty-minded people who are moving to New Hampshire. Well, there are also people in Europe that want to go to a more free place, and Liberland has been proposed as that place. It's a 3-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia, where neither Serbia or Croatia have claimed that plot of land. And so now, a bunch of libertarians went there and claimed it as Liberland. And they recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. This is something they're really looking for, is to get other countries in the world to recognize Liberland. In fact, the Chicago Journal of International Laws released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. Now, of course, you could argue that libertarians shouldn't be seeking statehood at all, and I would agree with you there, but in this crazy world where people believe in the idea of states, there's some benefits that could come from having other states recognize your fake idea of a state as well, because it's all fake. It's all just ideas. Just states and nations are just things in your head. Roger Beer is behind it. He's the owner of Bitcoin.com. He's not behind Liberland, but he's supporting Liberland. And about 100,000 folks have requested citizenship so far. So if you want to get citizenship to Liberland, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So go and learn more over at Liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Liberland.org. As we continue with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll get back into the freedom in the 50 states. First, we've got someone who's far, far away from the 50 states. He's Ian, and calling from China on Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, this sort of ties into that freedom thing. I applied to get my wife an immigration visa a little over a year ago. And, of course, we're still in a long queue waiting for the embassy in China to approve her moving to America.
Okay.
Would it be easier if I just put her in a burqa, screamed aloha snack bar, and came over the border?
I don't know why that would be easier. No, no. I mean, the bureaucrats.
I can remember when I was younger. When I was younger, you could marry a young lady, fill out some papers. 3 months later, boom, she's in America.
Yeah, well, it should be easy for people who want to come here and make a better life for themselves. Unfortunately, a bunch of bureaucrats have gotten involved, and now it's cost.
I'm a U.S. citizen. My books are bringing me a very tiny income. My wife has a master's degree. She's a certified English and Chinese teacher.
Yeah.
We own real estate in China. And sure as hell, after jumping through all these hoops with a lawyer, we'll probably be 2 or 3 years in a waiting list.
How much money have you paid so far? Do you mind sharing that?
Paid? What do you mean paid?
Well, I mean,
my lawyer?
No, well, not just a lawyer, but there's application fees with the immigration.
Just under $3,000.
Now that's just the attorney, or does that also include the application fees?
That's everything.
Okay.
I've got a very good attorney who I did practice with her years ago. She's a great lady. And,
well, you know, maybe, for people who are fairly well off, $3,000 may not seem like a lot of money, but for poor people who are trying to come here and make a better life for themselves.
I agree.
That kind of sounds like friend prices
here.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Melanie, go ahead.
That kind of sounds like friend prices to me.
You're right. Those are friend prices.
What's a friend
price?
Price
would be about...
You're
buddies,
my
so
friend. I'm cutting you a break.
Oh, you mean attorney. Yes. You mean for the attorney.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. I used to work with a guy from Malawi, and he had been going through, at the time that I worked with him 8 years ago, had been going through the process for nearly a decade and had spent, I think he said, about $15,000.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Now, understand, if your Malawi guy married an American, it would be cheaper and faster. Now, in my case, it should be about $5,000. But like you said, Melanie, is it?
Yes.
They cut me a break. She cut me a break. I guess what's killing me is we're planning on where we want to live in America. I'm not tied anywhere especially. Keene, New Hampshire is on our list. Where is Alabama?
Oh, you're asking on the freedom of the 50 states.
Freedom of the 50 states.
Yeah.
Alabama is at 23 on the list.
So mid-pack.
Just ahead of Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania.
Most of my family are at my age. Most of my family is already dead and gone. Okay. And about 40 years ago, I became a conscientious voter, studying the issues and realizing when I was and wasn't wasting my time. But all of this said, my wife is so gung-ho to be an American and one day be able to vote. I'm so excited. And now she's being told we're sitting in a stack of papers. She got her exit visa. The exit visa took 4 weeks. It cost $100.
From China.
Yeah, to be able to leave. If you're a teacher, a scientist, a doctor, or a high-ranking party member, you need special permission to get out of China. Okay. Otherwise, it's a felony punishable by up to 30 years.
Gotcha.
She got her visa. I'm an American. I don't need a visa. And sure as hell, we're just sitting in a pile of papers waiting for some butt-lazy bureaucrats to finally get to our name. You know, they actually questioned. They said, do you have enough money so you won't be a burden on our tax system? By American standards, we're probably, you'd call us rich, I guess. Just my money alone could support 100 families. And my wife's doing very well. Her mother was Chairman Mao's doctor for 6 years.
Wow.
That means she's connected, Guanxi, which means connection, and she's not poor.
Well, I mean, even poor people should be allowed to come here, though, right? Like, I mean, that's the whole idea with the Statue of Liberty.
I have a poor American friend in China who teaches English at some schools. Chinese wife, they had a baby. Baby's officially American now. He wants to bring her back to America. That dude is on probably a 4 or 5 year waiting list. I got him friend prices with my girl, so he's paying only $2,500. But still, he's not a rich man. My God, he has a master's degree in, are you ready for this? Yeah, psychology. What a waste of his time and money. So he's got to try to find a job, and the government's saying, we don't trust your ability not to go on welfare.
Wow.
So they put them on this 8-year waiting list.
And now, wasn't the government that sold him the degree that's supposed to be able to get you a job
probably
in the first place?
Yes.
Who is now saying you're unemployable?
Yes. Almost guaranteed to be a state school. Ian, thanks for the call. Good one. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the freedom of the 50 states, Alabama mid-pack, according to...
Yes.
The list at number 23. And where does yours rank? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, New Hampshire retaking the number one spot.
And how far behind is New York?
It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Freedom in the 50 States, the yearly, somewhat yearly study that has come out from this time, the Mercatus Center and the Cato Institute, looking at how much freedom there is or is not in all of the 50 states. New York at the very bottom of the pack. We'll find out by how much. Apparently, there's a difference between New York and California, the number 49th and 50th states.
There's a huge gap. Huge.
And then New Hampshire at number one. What was number two?
Alaska is number two.
That's right. So New Hampshire, number one, retaking the number one position where it had been previously but had dropped for the last couple of years and is now back up. And hopefully we can keep New Hampshire at number one and have a nice big difference between New Hampshire and the rest of the states eventually, as well as far as the scores go, as we get more liberty-minded people to move here and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. By the way, speaking of states, Bernie Sanders has been invited to go to any state, any city in America.
And he loves the state.
To defend the state, to defend socialism versus voluntarism. He's going to be up against Adam Kokesh if he agrees to this debate, where if he participates in this three-hour proposed debate, the charity of Bernie Sanders' choice will receive $250,000 worth of Bitcoin. Now, Adam Kokesh, the other participant, will also get $50,000 worth of Bitcoin for his favorite charity. The offer has been put on the table by Roger Ver, and so far, unfortunately, Bernie has not responded. So even though Bernie can go to any city in America,
He can choose the objective moderator, and all he's got to do is talk about his favorite thing, socialism, for 3 hours in a debate where both participants get equal time. It's all he's got to do, and then $250,000 goes to the charity of his choice. He has not yet responded to the invitation. You can learn more about this awesome, what I think would be a really awesome debate, by going to bernie.freetalklive.com. He's got till the end of this month to respond to get the $250,000 locked in. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Let's continue, Daryl, with more highlights that you've selected from the nearly 300-page detail on the 50 states. I mean, you can go to freedominthe50states.org and look at the chart and look at the basics.
Right. You can download the PDF, which is what I've done. They've also got – you can download the Excel spreadsheet that has all of the data points. So, you know, like all of the information is available. I've parsed through a – fair amount of it and trying to deliver the highlights.
All right.
Now, the question was asked about how far behind is New York?
Right.
Behind California. So before I tell you that, let me give you some context here.
All right.
So again, they're ranking the highest score that one could get is a 1. The lowest score is a -1.
Got it.
So basically, you know, they're doing an average. Sort of, or not an average, but a percentage. So, you know, if you had a 1, that would be a 100%. If you had a 0.89, that would be 89%.
And no one has a 1.
Nobody has a 1.
What is the score, just for reference purposes, of New Hampshire, the number one freest state?
New Hampshire and Alaska both have a 0.33.
0.33. So that's not a tie for number one?
That's not a tie, and I don't know why that's not a tie. It might be something, you know, like a couple decimals
maybe
below
it's 0.33
that.
0.33 versus 0.332 or something.
Could
like
be. I have to, you know, look and actually compare all of the numbers for the states to tell you why it's not a tie. But they're not calling it a tie, even though, you know, that two-digit decimal, they're both 0.33. Oklahoma and Indiana and South Dakota, the 3, 4, and 5 spots, all have a 0.28. Tennessee and Idaho, both 0.26.
All right.
Let's see here. Texas, which is the number 28 state, has a 0.0.
Wow, interesting.
Meaning that, you know, on that average sort of thing, they're right in the middle as far as, you know, the...
Boy, that's going to... The Texans aren't going to be happy about that, man. The Texans just love Texas and think it's just the best thing since sliced bread. And nope, sorry, you're not even in the top 25.
Connecticut and Illinois both have a -0.26. And I mention that because Tennessee and Idaho have a +0.26.
Okay.
Connecticut and Illinois are the 44th and 45th states in the rankings.
Got it.
So, you know, about consistent as far as the number 6 and number 7 state and the 45. Maryland is 46. So, you know, like the bottom 5, they would be, you know, the start of the bottom 5 with a -0.4.
Oof.
New Jersey, Hawaii, California are then 0.43, 0.49, 0.5.
So California is negative. What you mean is these are all negative.
Negative 0.5
on the way down to the maximum negative of -1.
-1.
And you said there's a huge difference between
California
and New York.
There's a huge difference. Guess what New York's score is?
-0.8. I mean, because you can buy soda in California still.
-0.75.
-0.98.
Wow!
So they are almost as bad as one can get.
Jeez, so like the North Korea, basically, of the United
New
States.
New York is the North Korea of the United
States.
No,
we should do a study on North Korea and see if it's worse or better than New York.
And again,
well, you can escape from New York pretty easily. I mean, all things...
I know, there was like a movie about that. $20 to drive out of New York, though.
Well, it depends on which part. If you're already living in upstate New York, you don't have to pay a toll, I don't think, to get over to Vermont or whatever.
True.
Yeah.
And again, these are relative to the other states. So they did this sort of average thing to where a state with a 0 is smack dab in the middle. as far as the statistical averages.
I had no idea.
New Hampshire, a positive 0.33. New York, a negative 0.98.
Wow. See, now I've looked at the freedom in the 50 states before, but I didn't actually compare the scores. I always figured California and New York were like neck and neck, duking it out for worst state, but it's not even close.
It's not even close.
I mean, that's several factors less free than California.
Yes. Like, California would have to be twice as bad.
Wow.
To be worse than New York.
Wow.
Hawaii would have to be twice as bad.
Right, so.
And no other state would even touch it if they were twice as bad unless New York improved on freedom.
So, right. So if you were going to live in a statist hellhole, you would do much better at the very least by choosing the warmer ones, right? So California and Hawaii are terrible, not so free places to live, but they're nowhere near as bad as New York, which is a frozen tundra by comparison.
Yes.
And so New York not only doesn't have the freedom, it also doesn't have the weather. Because a lot of people are willing to stay in warm places even though they're less free because, well, brr, it's cold up there in New Hampshire, so I don't want to come to New Hampshire. But people in New York, my goodness, I feel so bad for those people. It's like an abuse victim.
Looking at this, the only state that has a, you know, temperate climate that is somewhere down on the list is Hawaii.
Wait, what? You mean the bottom of the list?
As far as the worst states, Hawaii is the only one that has decent weather.
California's
got good weather.
Okay, and yeah, I keep forgetting, you know, like California also has the mountains, so they get a lot of snow in the state.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it gets snow. But I know there's some really nice places in California that, like, don't change from 70 degrees all year or whatever.
Right. So those are the two states that have nice weather and are also horrible. Then there's New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut, Illinois, Rhode Island, Maine.
All cold places.
Kentucky, Vermont, West Virginia, Minnesota, Oregon. And then at number 36, you get Mississippi, which is the one that Melanie originally guessed is possibly number 50.
Wow, that is a real eye-opener. Okay, New York people, so if you actually claim to love freedom and you live in New York, why it is you don't just move a little bit east to... I mean, even if you can't get away from New York that much, you can still move to Vermont and probably do a lot better. Would you recall where Vermont ranked in this
Vermont
year?
Vermont was 40. Number 40.
Wow, not so great. All right, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Freedom in the 50 States for 2016 has been released. Now, of course, it came out in 2016, but it's really looking at data that's up to a few years old. Is that right?
Right. So it's data up to the end of 2014.
Okay. Right, and I heard you say something about 2012 as well, so maybe as old as 2012. Is that right?
No, so the policies that took effect
in
would have been things that were being voted on in 2012 by legislators in 2012.
Okay.
So that's where the 2012 came into.
So, yeah, all the data does trail a little bit just because of the nature of how long it takes to go through all this data and figure out.
Well, not only that, but the nature of government releasing information. So budgets,
sure.
You know, the 2016 fiscal year budget, yeah, the fiscal year ended in, like, you know, July or October, depending on, you know, which state you're in and which calendar they're using. But that data is not necessarily going to be available until the middle of next year. So, you know, like, right. Even by the time the data is available, it's outdated.
So, we're going through some of these numbers here. There are nearly 300 pages in the full report. You've kind of dug through that to some extent. You're sharing some of the things you think are interesting, including not only the fact that New Hampshire is number one, that's the biggest, most noteworthy thing about this, but as we just revealed, New York is not only number 50, but it's number 50 by a landslide,
yes.
If you will. New York at -0.98, and the worst score you possibly could receive is a -1.
Yes.
I wonder what thing they did right.
What was the .02 that New York got right? Apparently they haven't put up barbed wire fences around the entire state, just like, you know, North Korea.
Well, let me actually go to freedominthe50states.org and click on New York on the map, and I'll tell you.
What are the strengths? What are the freedoms that New Yorkers still enjoy?
Well, they, first off, have a net migration rate of -11.2%.
So does that mean that 11.2% of the state's population in the last year have left?
I do believe that's what that means, yes.
That's
Wait, you, huge. Did you say it was negative?
Negative 11.2.
Okay, so then that means people are moving to New York for
sure. No. The net migration. So New Hampshire has a positive net migration, meaning people are moving to New Hampshire.
Okay, okay.
New York has a negative 11% net migration, meaning they are losing population. The analysis here says New York is again the least free state in the country.
Wow.
It's huge glaring weakness. It's fiscal policy. If New York were to adopt a fiscal regime closer to that of California, New Jersey, or Connecticut, its overall economic freedom score would be closer to theirs. As it is, New York looks set to remain the least free state for many years to come. New York's local tax burden is twice that of the average state.
Now, by the way, before you go on, as things keep getting worse, meaning people leaving New York in droves, as it appears to be, they're going to have to continue increasing taxes if they want to get the same budgets year after year. Because if people are moving out, if houses are empty, then they're not going to get as much in property taxes, and they're going to have to increase them, which, of course, is going to drive more people out. And the only thing that can stop this cycle is if they actually make New York more free.
Yes. They say, however, New Yorkers have ample choice in local governments with 4.1 competing jurisdictions per 100 square miles of land. The state
apparently all that
burden,
competition didn't do jack.
It doesn't. But
wait, how is that even competition? Because, like, wherever you are, you don't have, like, a choice of what local government I would like to live under. Like, I can't be like, well, would I like to live under Keene or would I like to live under Swansea? Like, it doesn't
work
that way.
Well, you can do that. Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can move, but you can't.
Right, right.
That's not
what they're saying. So, you know, there are a lot of people that work in New York City that don't live in New York City. So you can live, you know, in one place, work somewhere else, and then, you know, you're choosing governments of sorts.
This happens to
based on your migration pattern.
Look at big stores, like, for instance, the Market Basket here in Keene is actually located in Swansea, which is the town to the south of Keene, and it's literally right next to the line.
Yes.
So the town line is where they built this thing so they could save on property taxes and pass the savings on to their customers. So businesses make these decisions all the time. Homeowners will also make these decisions. We have people who reach out to us here who are considering moving to New Hampshire. They like Keene, but they don't like the idea of paying the taxes in Keene, so they want to get a list of all the different tax rates in the surrounding towns. And turns out some of the surrounding towns are dramatically more affordable as far as property taxes are concerned. You can live outside of Keene, pay less in property taxes, have a much smaller town government, and, you know, still get all the benefits that all the taxpayers in Keene are paying for, you know, that you know, parks or whatever it is that people like.
The state tax burden in New York is also higher than the national average, and government spending is almost four times what the average state does on subsidies to businesses.
Wait, how much? How many times higher than the national average on taxes, state taxes?
It does not say how much higher,
okay.
But it just says that it is higher than the national average. Debt is the highest in the country at 31.9% of income. Government employment, however, is slightly lower than average. So that's where
Hold up.
Went right.
Wait. Debt, is that personal debt or the state?
Government debt.
Okay.
So where
the government's income.
Where they went right was they have slightly fewer government employees per average, you know, according
than the
average.
Okay.
New York is also
that
the worst
state. That just means they get paid more.
The worst state on regulatory policy, although here it is at least within striking distance of number 49.
Gosh.
Land use freedom is very low, primarily because of the economically devastating rent controls in New York City. Local zoning is actually fairly moderate compared with surrounding states, not named Pennsylvania. Renewable portfolio standards are high. The state enacted a minimum wage in 2013-2014 and also has a short-term disability mandate. Cable and telecommunications are unreformed. Occupational freedom is a bit subpar, but nurse practitioners did gain some independence in 2013-2014.
Wow.
insurance freedom is a mixed bag, but property and casualty insurers gained some freedom to set rates in 2013-2014. The civil liability system looks poor, but we may underrate it slightly because of the state's large legal sector.
Now, I don't know how easily accessible this information would be, but did New York's score get better or worse between 2015 and 2016? If it's a negative 0.98 now, what was it last year?
I've got the trends, and if you give me just a second, I can look at that.
I mean, I feel bad laughing at the poor people in New York, but come on. This is clearly the worst place to live. Why stay there? Why?
New York actually improved by 0.01.
Wait, so it was 0.99?
Yes. Yes. And that's a change from the 2013-2014 study that they did, the 2011-2012 study. New York had an improvement of something, but I cannot find them on the charts.
You know when you're getting your butt handed to you by California, one of the most highly regulated and taxed places in the United States, you've got a real bad scene.
I was driving through California because I went over there for a friend's wedding, and they had signs on the side of the road, and it's like farmland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I was driving through anyway. Advocating for basically the legalization of water because it was criminal essentially to water crops because you were watering too much water. So yeah. In a place that borders the Pacific Ocean, a resource that covers 80% of the surface of the earth and falls from the sky, they are mismanaging it to the point where they have a shortage and are essentially not entirely criminalizing it, but rationing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
so you're losing to them.
Big road signs warning people about this.
Well, it wasn't warning people about it. It was...
Or trying to legalize it.
Okay. Yeah, it was like protesting it, basically.
Got it. And looking at the trends, which are on page 111, showing the overall change from 2000, which would be the very first one that they did,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma has gained the most freedom.
Interesting.
Gaining 0.27 points. Alaska has gained 0.11. New York has lost 0.13. Illinois being the biggest loser, tied with Kentucky at negative 0.22.
The toll-free number tonight. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Also, coming up, an update on Weedman, NJ Weedman. His van has been destroyed by the state agents, and it's terrifying. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.